الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين، واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين. The subject of today's class is the Maharim. This is the verse from Holy Quran. Let me write it down first. حرمت عليكم. أمهاتكم وبناتكم وأخواتكم وعماتكم وخالاتكم وبنات الأخ وبنات الأخت وأمهاتكم اللاتي اللاتي أرضعنكم وأخواتكم من الرضاعة وأمهات نسائكم وربائبكم اللاتي
أنكم Thank you. Sisters of your mother, sisters of your father. Daughters of the brother.
I was going to say that before we erase this, can we, should we take a picture and make a slide out of this? Or the...
Yeah.
These are the seven people who are bathroom going through. So it's very clear in the words of Holy Quran, so your mothers, your daughters, sisters, aunts, I think you already aunts, parents, aunts, sisters, daughters of brother Banatul Kuf, daughters of the sister. So these seven are members. And when we say Mahar, according to the Sharia, it includes the law. I mean, the law includes the mothers of the mothers and the mothers of the father and the grandmothers of the mother and the grandmothers of the father. All are included. They are all our Mahar. Okay, so all included in that. And according to the Shari'i law, the daughters of the daughter and the daughters of further granddaughters and further granddaughters, they are all mahram to us. Daughter of my daughter and then her daughter and then her daughter, they are all mahram to us. So this is the initial, the seven categories which are part of the first, the three ways how a person is considered to be another person. The first three ways, one is bilala. We are talking about the first way only. One. But according to this, within the first way that the bilala is getting born to a person, these seven people are confirmed by virtue of the birth. Because we are born like this, seven are automatically confirmed. Now we can get to the way number two, which is the rahat, breastfeeding. Here, if you have the verse of Holy Quran written in the copy, and I wrote it at the beginning of the lesson, I mentioned وَأُمَّهَاتُكُمُ اللَّاتِي أَرْضَعْنَكُمْ وَأُمَّهَاتُكُمُ اللَّاتِي أَرْضَعْنَكُمْ Those of your mothers who have breastfed you Allahi al-Rahmatul. So basically, without me erasing these seven, let me try to write down within this. So let's just remove the one from here and put two. Okay. Now we're talking about number two, which is Rivahat, and it also has seven in total. Seven people are become better through breastfeeding. And, well, of course, we are not talking about the breastfeeding unit right now. This is a different chapter of Islam. Breastfeeding has its main condition, the Sharia. Eight Sharia need to be met before one person can become better through breastfeeding towards another. We are not talking about breastfeeding right now. That's not the subject that we may talk later on in some other month now. This is called Mandaniya Center. So don't just consider like one segment of the process. It's not the whole discussion about that. We're talking about Mandaniya Center right now. We're not talking about the feeling of God. But that is so much down because it is a month. So, through the way number two, the second way of becoming another of the Vahan, the feeling. And then it also has seven categories of people and for whom you become better through breastfeeding. And the first of those seven is your mothers, the mother who breastfeed you. And then you become Wa'akawasukun in a Rawa'a. And your sisters. So the second one, let me. Here, I would like to change the second one here.
You can change the number. Just change the number. Put
yeah,
two at the bottom.
You can also change the number if you want. You can change the number for now and change it.
Now, does the order matter, or?
It doesn't matter. Since we were talking about the order mentioned in the Quran, the ayat, that's not much. The second one is the sister. Your sisters who are your sisters, the one of breastfeeding. Again, we are telling Shalai, we are talking about that. How it is required and the different distance. We are just right now, we are talking about if the one mother breastfeeds Mr. A, and the same mother breastfeeds Miss C. When Mr. A and Miss B, these two, this son and this daughter, they may have born from different parents. Their parents may be different. If the shara'it are met, both those eight conditions are met, then A and B, this son and daughter, who may have born from different parents, will become brother and sister towards each other. And so B will become the sister. If B will become the sister, it knows that person.
So the dai is hired by two mother and father for the children. For a third dai, somebody external. For two different families. So if she feeds a boy in one family and she feeds a daughter in the other family, then those two become brother and sister, given that the shahids are there.
Only those two.
So this is about the sisters, and then we have the daughter. That's number three. Daughter who will not be breastfeeding, and then we have a fourth.
What would be the example of number two?
Well, example of number three, some of the examples become complex, but some of the examples are simple. I will mention it if we come to the strength of Ra'ad. I don't have an example here, because I think that will be here and long. And write down that in three or a chart. And then we have the daughters of your Rabi'i brother. Do you have a Rabi'i brother that, let's suppose his D, this girl, his D, has a Rabi'i brother, Mr. A, who's a Rabi'i brother. The daughter of Mr. A, the son of Mr. A, is mahram towards Mr. A. The son of Mr. A, is mahram with mahram towards Mr. B.
Children and the brother.
You children of the brother. Children of your, just like the children, just like the sons of your, let's suppose there's a girl. The son of his real, the son of her real brother. The son of her real brother is mahram towards the B.
Right.
The aunt. Likewise, the son of your Rabi'i brother is also mahram to the girl. So, and then we have the daughter of the sister, who is the Rabi'i. Daughter of the Rabi'i sister. Like, I mean, in this case, this Mr. A is the Rabi'i brother of the sister. So the daughters of this girl, the daughters of this girl are mahram towards this man. The daughters of this, these who are Rabi'i brother and sister, the daughters of this deen will be mahram towards this who are Rabi'i. So we have also a law all those rest of the five categories. I only talk about the others, and only talked about the distance change its current. Now this has to be very clear that you do not tomorrow you open up Surah to the sign, you say, no, I could not find all the seven there. Well, let's be clear. It doesn't talk about all the seven in that Surah to the ayat 33. The ayat only talks about two. And you know, that's we have the Sunnah to our some people always say, tell us from the Holy Quran. What does the Quran say? I need a dream from Quran. I'm praying to work. Very un-Islamic, I would say. Un-Islamic is God, and just an un-Islamic approach, because the Prophet is leaving behind among us two things. Prophet does not say one thing. Or say, Mikhailun, you put the Quran, Kitab Allah, wa Hidra Diya Rabaydi. Now, you are trying to miss the proof of the Hadith of the Quran. This is really silly and un-Islamic approach towards Islamic affairs. Something you cannot find in Quran. You look at the Father's prayer, not there in Quran. Seven Tawaf of Kaaba, not there in Quran. The whole Islamic world performs seven Tawaf, not there in Quran. You know, lots and lots of things are not there in Quran. They're not supposed to be there. Quran is not supposed to have every single minute thing. You know, so we have the Hadith and the Sunnah of the Prophet in the Book, which has a lot of things from where we learn. They are the
So I really didn't need to read any of my questions for the Quran, but if Quran mentioned those two relationships, should we, are there any special emphasis on it, or it's, of course we don't know why Quran only mentioned two and not the others, but since it's mentioned, it, does it get special emphasis to it, or no? Because apparently the relationships are equally full, right?
Well, as far as the Mahdiyya goes, like no difference between the Mahdiyya of the Rahim sister and the Mahdiyya of the Rahim mother, as compared to the Mahdiyya of daughter.
Exactly.
The aunt from the father's side, aunt from the mother's side, the Mahdiyya of the daughters of my Rahim brother are the same level and grade, or Mahdiyya rating of the daughters of my sister, like all the same. I mean, in terms of the Mahdiyya, there's no difference. Of course, Allah has His hikmat, why He does not choose Him, you know, and just meant the law. He has His certainty, He has His confidence. But basically, the Mahdiyya point of view has no difference. So, basically, those of you who were there in the wudu class and were talking something about wudu in the light of the very clear verse of Holy Quran, in a kingdom for the salat, the tafsir, the wudu, the book, the idea of the malakas, when we are discussing that verse in detail and how we learn to wudu by putting the ayat in front of us in Holy Quran, I told you on several occasions about that ayat, if you remember, that if you just put the ayat of the Quran about the wudu, and you cannot perform the wudu, how you are supposed to do, because the ayat does not say the whole thing. Simply, you cannot do the wudu, because ayat does not say how about all the readings. Ayat does say, "Faqsil wudu hakum," and I told you all those different things we learned from the hadith that I mentioned. So which we do not have those, basically we don't have we don't know how to do the wudu in the right way. We don't have answers to a lot of questions that we get right in our mind. You know, that's unknown. Yeah, if we put the ayat, we can do wudu, but whether we may be doing the wudu rightly, we're doing the wudu wrong. Unless you put the hadith, and then you would make sure that the wudu you do in the light of the ayat is right. But otherwise, you may end up doing the wudu, but that may not be right. And the reason, why do you find the Islamic, different Islamic texts available today? Everybody doing it in a different way. Do you ever think why different texts of Islam are doing it in a different way? The eyes of Quran today, we don't have the heat but luckily, unlike the Bible and the Torah. We have the Hadith al-Bahnawi in Quran. Muslims suggest that the Hadith al-Bahnawi. But he did not do the technique for the Hadith of Quran, which has to make us superior in the use of Quran. So there is no Hadith al-Bahnawi, the words of the Quran are the same. They are kept the same by the believers. But the ayat is there for all the sects. Why do they do wudu differently? That is one of the most concrete evidences that ayat was not sufficient for you to do the wudu in the right way. Otherwise, every sect of Islam would have done it right for me. Isn't that enough? Because every sect does not turn to understand. They have their own interpretation. The wudu way of wudu, you say, and they say. No, so continue to have this good conservative mindset. Isn't that right?
So other than Shia, all the other sects also they do it differently? Even within the Sunni brothers, they have different ways of doing it.
Well, the different sects of Islam, they are deviations. You know, some have a different Bahawa, some have different Bahawa. Even in the Bahawa, they are also different, but they are very minor. And some of the differences are major, but those are not. Those are very rare, Nazir, Allah, or there are differences, and, but very, very rare, otherwise, mainstream is one. But otherwise, it's quite right. So, we are done with the second piece of Pakhaniyat. We talked about the Bilalas and the Ramah. Now, let's go to the third one, which is the Western Pope. And we have the third one, which is the Raj. So, for the sake of the Raj, the marriage,
then the ruling is different, right? They are stoned to death or something?
Yeah.
If they are married?
Zina and Mohsan, because Zina and Mohsan. Zina and Mohsan, so, now let's come to the... Sabab is, like I said, the up. Sharji. The Mohan Kukur. Meaning the up. That causes death. The matter of the other. And this Sabab,
they are free, three things mentioned in the Holy Quran. So let me just write down three. The three things mentioned in the Holy Quran. Others of your wife, others of your wife. Then the second one mentioned the Holy Quran about the Quraat Salafi Ahmadiyyat. Here is the Rabahidukum Ustah, Rabahidukum Dahi, Ustah, 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 what word is informing us is Rafahim is the plural of Habiba. Habiba is the Habiba in Arabic is the we call the girl the daughter of your wife from her ex-husband or the daughter of from the woman's side, the daughter of the husband, the daughter of your husband from her ex-wife. They are both Rabita. So here, so if you marry a woman, then she has Rabahim, she has daughters from her ex-husband. Now that you marry her, you bring her home, and you married her, and then you have a relationship, the husband with him, and you had a sexual relationship with your wife, in the Islamic sense of the word, the Islam has a definition. So if in the Islam, according to the Islamic definition of the sexual relationship, if you establish a sexual relationship with your wife, after your relationship has established, then the daughter that she had from her ex-husband, which is a rabahid, will now become mahram. Just like your own daughter. But if you would marry your wife and she had daughters from her ex-husband, but you did not have a sexual, Islamically defined sexual relationship with your wife, then the rabbis are still non-mahram.
You can marry to them as well.
And you can marry to them as well. You know, but you can marry with them as well. They are. It's mumkin to marry them. Yes. Possible to marry them. I mean, it's because they are not the haram and abadi. We will come to that point very soon after this video, starting that point. Which of the maharim are have hurmat and abadiya, and which of the maharim have hurmat, which is waqada, like temporary hurmat, and which maharim have permanent hurmat. We are coming to that point very soon. So Rabahim, it's possible to marry to Rabahim if there is no relationship established with
Rabahim.
After the relationship, no, they become bankrupt, then it's not.
Well, given the current Masha and what we read in the newspaper, so let's say that there was not an Islamically marriage, it was a zina. with the woman, just like over here in culture, girlfriend and boyfriend and all that stuff. So, then what is would be the relationship with the daughter of the ancestor? Right. So if the relationship of the man and woman is Dina and she has daughters from the previous marriages, so the daughter of that woman would be marriageable?
Yeah. But you can have the mother and daughter, Islamically, simultaneously, if you didn't establish a relationship with your wife, and then you decide to marry wife's daughter from ex-husband, so you can keep both of them. No. You did not have a relationship. And then at the same time.
So you can marry, basically his question is, if you got married, didn't have any sexual relationship with your wife,
can you
do an akad with her daughter simultaneously and have relationship with her, but not with her mother?
No,
this is a serious question.
Yeah, no, but
then the first point, right.
No, but you have the relationship with the daughter, not with the mother. Don't have sex with the mother.
No. My question
becomes
My question was simple. So you marry this woman, okay? You didn't have a relationship with her, okay? So let's say in the morning, in the evening, can you marry the daughter and keep the wife?
So you marry the woman,
but not have sex.
Yeah, not have sex. And then you can share the daughter. So you can marry the daughter also.
Have both of them in the house. Yes, mera sawal tha ji ki you marry the woman, okay, and you don't have a sexual relationship with her, okay? So let's say you marry the mother on Sunday, all right? No relationship. Monday, can you go marry the daughter?
Well, if you marry the daughter, then she will become the mother's daughter.
Okay. All right. So either or.
Then
okay. Okay. Okay.
If you marry the mom, she will become, and you have a relationship, the Rabiba will become married for you. If you marry the Rabiba, and you have a relationship with the Rabiba, then the mother will become your mother-in-law, and she will become
so, in order, okay.
You
have
the mindful.
But it's possible to marry the Rabiba without the mother, it's possible to marry the mother without the Rabiba. And the third one before we end this class, and halal of your children who are from your aslam and so So basically what this segment of the Hayat is talking about is the wife of your spouse. That is your daughter-in-law. The wives of your son, your sons who are from your lineage, the wives of your sons are Mahram, who are due to the third day of the Mahram. So because of the Nikah and Haq, Sighatul Haq is recited upon the Hukum of Allah, the wives of your sons and your daughter-in-law now become Mahram who are due.
And this relationship is permanent, whether if you are divorced or not, right? If your son is divorced, that woman remains.
Yeah, even if your son divorces, the father-in-law and mother-in-law will still remain married, even after the divorce. That mahram is the one who will continue to be your man.
Allah.
In the next block, we will learn about which were the different categories of khulmat, khulmat al-abadi and muqqat, category of the kinds of khulmat, and also we will learn about, categories of khulmat means. Which one has abadi, eternal hurmat, and which one has muqqat, that temporary hurmat. Temporarily, one person is mahram towards each other, but with certain other conditions, and is allowed to marry. So this is kind of getting revenge. And then we will also learn about the fact that which, who are haram al-islam? Which are those categories of human beings which are haram to marry Islam? We have about 10 categories of haram we have exactly 10. We have 10 people who are haram to marry Islam. We learn that. And we will also learn, inshallah, if time permits, about the fact that a Muslim was not supposed to marry this kind of girls, a Muslim man is not supposed to marry, and this kind of wife, a Muslim girl. There's a little bit different about the reason that the boy and girl have to even learn there.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.